Let's take a look at the rubric for goals assignment. Your first assignment, your chapter one assignment, is to write 7 goals. 3 short term, 3 intermediate or long term, either of the two, and then 1 non-financial goal. So a rubric is a way to show students what the professor, the instructor, the teacher wants to see. You could think of it like an example. Okay, so that's what a rubric is. It shows you some good examples and it shows you some not so good examples. So let's read this document together. This rubric shows some examples of goals submitted by former students. So these are real assignment submissions. Some are very good and some aren't. To review, what are we looking for? A well-written goal has, number 1, a realistic, measurable goal, also known as an objective. Number 2, specific actions that will be taken to achieve the measurable goal. Number 3, a time horizon. How long will it take you to reach the goal? And number 4, a priority. For a goal to be measurable, there must be an easy way to determine whether or not you have achieved the goal. So this is something that people often fail to do. They express their goal as a desire, as a wish. But there's no way to actually measure the goal. I'm going to hit you on that. I'm going to pound that into you. I'm going to emphasize that. Continuing, the goal must also be realistic. Will it be possible to accomplish the goal? If not, you are setting yourself up for failure. So you'll hear people, or you'll read their goals, by next, in 2 months, I'm going to lose 30 pounds. Wait a minute. 30 pounds in 2 months? That's either dangerous or you're just setting yourself up for failure. A pound a week, 8 pounds, is pretty darn good. Lastly, the specific actions must lead directly toward the accomplishment of the goal. You want to avoid uncertainty and vagueness like the plague. Remember the plague? Yeah, be specific. I'm going to write on your assignments, be specific. Because this is the big fault that most students and most people who write goals have. They don't write specific goals, measurable goals, and they don't have specific actions that will lead to the goal. They just say something like, well, someday I want to have $1 million. Or someday I want to own a boat. Or someday I want to play the piano. Whatever. But if you don't say how well you're going to play the piano by a certain date and what are you going to do to get there, it's most likely going to stay a dream and not a goal. So let's take a look at some these first two examples, continuing on the document. The first two examples follow the format in the presentation. Now, this is the format I use, my wife uses. You don't have to use it. I'm going to show you some others, but it's the one you see in the presentation. Which do you believe is the better goal? So let's read them together first. They both have a time frame, a priority, a measurable objective, but only one has specific actions that will lead directly to the goal. And one has a goal which seems unrealistic to most persons. So look to the one on the left. Description: pocket money for vacation, amount needed $2,500. That's pocket money. Months, 3. Actions to be taken, lesson shopping, priority medium. Now, the one on the right, the description says, payoff loan from my uncle, amount needed $200, month 10. Actions to be taken, refrain from going to the movies more than twice a month, pay off $20 per month, priority high. Do you understand the differences between the two? The actions to be taken for the first goal are much too vague. Lesson shopping is a great idea, but it is not specific. How much less will this person shop? How much will they have to save each month to get $2,500? Some simple arithmetic will tell you that they need to save a little over $800 each month by shopping less. Is this a realistic goal? Maybe for some people, but not for most. I mean, $800 less. The actions to be taken for the second goal are very specific and very realistic. The individual in the second goal will be easily able to pay $20 per month to their uncle by only going to the movies no more than twice each month. In fact, they might even want to pay it off faster. But do you see the differences? I think this is a good example, these two examples. Specific. Now, the next example is not a well-written goal. In fact, it's horrible. Can you describe the various shortcomings of this goal? Description: to curb my shopping sprees and spend less money on things I want rather than things I need. Okay, for starters, there's no time frame, no priority, and the actions are vague. But most importantly, how will this person know when he or she has accomplished their goal? The short answer is they won't. Why? Because the goal and the actions are too vague. How much will they curb their shopping sprees? How much money is less money? You can't easily measure either of these, so you are bound to fail. Be specific. Now, the next goal, this example, is better than the previous goal. It's also lacking. What are the problems with this goal? Pay Macy's bill, 7 months, high job. This person, millennial, right? They text everything. No, this is not. You're not texting me things, folks. Please don't text me things. Write them out. I don't care if you use a computer or write them out by longhand, but put some thought into them. Yes, we don't know how much the Macy's bill is. They give themselves 7 months, so maybe they've figured out how long it's going to take them. They say it's a high priority, and what is job? They got to go get a job? They have a job? No, don't do this. Be specific. Now, this last example is a different format. It is more conversational. Does this goal satisfy the requirements of a well-written goal? Is there a realistic, measurable objective, specific actions, a time frame, and a priority? So let's read this together. My first goal is to obtain a job or some form of income. This is a short-term goal because I need a job very soon. This also makes this a high-priority goal. The time I'm giving myself to get a job will be until the end of next month. The actions I will take include actively looking for a job, submitting resumes, and showing up to interviews. So you see, this is a prose example. This is written out, more conversational. And yes, this last goal is actually very well written. It's not how my wife and I write our goals, but hey, that's why there's chocolate and vanilla and some people like strawberry, right? As long as your goals have realistic, measurable objectives, specific actions that will lead to the accomplishment of the goal, a time frame and a priority, I will accept them. But more important than the grade you receive in this class, your well-written goals will more likely help you achieve those goals in the future. And isn't that the real reason we are learning to write them? I think so. See ya.